This, the Major League Eating Podcast.
All right, buddy, it is Major League Eating Podcast. The coming up to New Orleans version. I don't think we're giving it an official title, but Zanger here with you. And joining us here in New York, Crazy Legs Conti. How are you, my man?
I am well. I'm hungry and focused.
Let's talk about Rouse's Boil, because that's one of the X factors with crawfish is the boil. And it's, Rouse's crawfish boil is just, it's legendary. Are you familiar with the boil? Is it spicy?
I am familiar with the boil, mostly due to a guy who eventually beat me in oysters, Boyd Boulat, because he has his own industrial, it looks like a trailer hitch, but it's for crawfish. So having eaten there, at Acme, eaten crawfish down there with the Rouse's boil, I've enjoyed crawfish, but never until I saw 1,500 pounds with the Rouse's boil did I truly appreciate how it's like the pebble in the ocean. You put this little bag in, and it just, the flavor imbues everything from the corn to the potatoes to the onion. Eater X and I were doing late night crawfish one time, and the guy was like, oh, I got all these extra onions. And we're like, we'll take them. And that's really due to the strength of the Rouse's boil, which is spicy, but it's kind of the good kind of spice.
Let's talk a little bit more about the competition. Sonia Thomas taking the reins down there. Can she be beaten?
I don't know if she's ever lost in New Orleans. I'm trying to think of a time, even years where in oysters she might have been 10 dozen off the pace. She still, pulls out a victory. The people there love, the female form, and Sonia is the epitome of that. She could be like a beauty pageant winner. She's a tiny woman, 100 pounds, and she's pretty unstoppable. Last year she set the world record. She really demolished it. She did 6.5 pounds of the Rouse's crawfish. And the next guy did maybe 4.5, who I think was a local. There were a couple pros who got like 2.5 pounds. So I do think she can be beaten in crawfish simply because it's a lot of technique. And then it really depends on how well you know the food stuff and how much liquid is absorbed in the heads, if you're going to suck those, how well you work to get the tail out of, the tail meat out. So I feel pretty good about my chances, meaning that I've got a shot. But in terms of, Sonia, she is, virtually unstoppable in food she loves. And clearly, after last year, she's not going to miss another crawfish contest.
No doubt. What would it mean to you to be hoisting the Rouse's Crawfish Cup above your head come this weekend?
Well, this is my 9th year on the circuit. It'll be my 10th. If I'm fortunate enough to make Nathan's. So almost a decade in eating. And I've pretty much been chasing since that first contest in 2002, that feeling of victory. So certainly the Rouse's Crawfish Cup would be kind of a return to form and perhaps kind of silence the naysayers who see me in the twilight of my career and sort of the internet posters who really have come on strong in the last couple of years. As I've been embroiled in hot dog controversy, and there are a lot of haters out there. So this the cup would feel pretty good. And certainly crawfish is a food that usually is eaten for distance, so it'll be interesting to see how well it's eaten for speed.
All right, well, good luck. Thank you for joining us. Crazy Legs, Conti, the Major League Eating Podcast, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for your support of Major League Eating.